Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In a podcast, two comedians face their toughest challenge yet: to create the superhero they would want to be. With thousands of superheroes to choose from, only one thing stands in their way: a host that is as arbitrary as he is disabled. So I suppose he sits in their way. Is that okay? Can I say that? Anyway, this is the silliest, superest, heroist podcast.
Hello, and welcome to the Silliest, Superest, Heroist podcast, the show where we get two different comedians to talk about different parts of different superheroes in order to come up with something different, a new superhero, but the ultimate superhero that they can think of. Today, as ever, I've got two fantastic guests, and I am so excited to bring them on. I'm not even going to bother with a proper introduction. My first guest is Janine Haruni, and I'm super excited. So hello, Janine.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I feel like I am out of my depth with the superhero stuff, but I'm going to attempt to hold my own.
Okay, that's fine. Like, we are we're an all ability level podcast here. I've had people who have only watched one superhero movie and then not picked any superheroes from that movie, so really struggled. So, have you at least got like a base level of knowledge, or are you going in completely blind?
Oh yeah,
blind?
No, I've seen all the movies. Mm-hmm. I've got Disney Plus. We went through every movie in lockdown, so mm-hmm. I've seen them all. Some of them more than one time.
Great, you seem very enthusiastic about that.
The Captain America, some of them are very boring.
I mean,
those were hard to get through.
Controversial, but I love Captain America, but I do agree with you about the first Avenger. Oof. It's a slog.
Yeah, maybe it's that one. It's just very long.
Mm. Yeah.
Anyway, okay.
My second guest, Ian Smith. How are you doing, Ian?
Yeah, not too bad. I'm on a swivel chair, and I'm struggling to get comfortable.
Okay.
And if I cross my legs, it keeps drifting to like one side, and then I have to... but you know, it's nothing to worry about.
Sure,
that's what's going on.
I mean, I would like to give you some sort of coaching or advice as someone who is very adept at being in a chair that has wheels. And bonus point: this is the quickest I've ever mentioned being in a wheelchair on this podcast. I mention it every week, but this is right off the bat. Well done, Ian, for mentioning chairs that have wheels. Gets straight into the disability chat straight away. But you're doing it out of a sense of, I mean, I'm guessing it's the closest chair to your computer rather than it's the only way you can move.
Yeah, I've set up an office, mm-hmm. but by that I just mean I've got a desk and a whiteboard.
Sure, okay. What is on your whiteboard right now? Unless it's your guesses for the superheroes, then I would like them to be answered in the correct format of this podcast.
No. I'm trying to plot out a feature film that I'm writing.
Okay.
And struggling with. I'm trying to do that.
Is the feature film about superheroes?
Okay, well, yeah, it isn't.
Well, then I don't want to hear about it. Let's go into the rounds. You guys have selected your favourite head, upper body, lower body, weapon and power. Explain your choice. I'm going to pick which one, and then the winner gets a prize at the end. Are we excited?
I'm just full of beans.
Well, that's the kind of attitude I want as we go into round one, the head.
Round one, The head.
So here we go. We're going to pick our favorite heads of any superhero that you can think of. So any head you want. Janine, which head would you choose?
Well, Aaron, I would choose, I'm going to go with Jean Grey.
Okay.
Number one, she's hot. She's a good looking lady. It's a good head to have on your shoulders.
Sure.
That is important for getting stuff in regular life. I think good looking people get a lot of free stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's what I found.
Okay, cool. Good looking. Beneficial in real life. Yes. Tick. Mm. Any other reasons?
Secondly, telekinetic power.
Of course.
Essential. Essential for a head, a strong head.
Mm.
From what I remember, she mm-hmm. can move stuff with her brain.
Yep.
She can read people's minds.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. I dare you to find a better head, Ian.
Oh, that is fighting talk. Yeah, I mean, those are some great reasons. I mean, yeah, the challenge has been set. I'm not going to even question it anymore. Ian, what's your head?
Right. Well, I think that immediately people are not going to be happy with this choice and that it will seem sort of quite small.
Sure.
But I think when we go into it more, you'll see what I mean. So there's a character in like a small character in the X-Men called Cypher, who knows every single language.
Okay.
And I just think, I'm thinking on the grander scope of this superhero, is that where can Jean Grey fight crime? America, Australia, yeah, English-speaking countries. But this person can turn up wherever. Because if Jean Grey goes to France and they're sort of like, you know, Juma, what are you on about? And it's just getting angry and they never find where the crime is. So,
yeah, I mean, she can hear their thoughts, but their thoughts are going to be in French.
Yeah, exactly. She'll be doing all that. And then they're saying stuff like Kevinden, Spieser, Icke, Kartoflen. And she's like, what are you on about? Cypher's like, we're in Denmark, and that man is saying women do not eat potatoes.
Okay, a couple of things. There was a point where you pointed to your head and when they just do that. Remember, this is an audio medium. Me and Janine can see the Jean Grey thinking. The listeners can't.
Fair enough.
But yeah, no, I like how you've just sort of very quickly painted Jean Grey as xenophobic, just because she doesn't necessarily speak French. And she doesn't mean that she detests all French people. But, you know, I think it's an interesting...
I've got to challenge it.
I have to challenge it here.
So many things. I feel like, Ian, you're trying to be sneaky here. This would be a good skill to have if we didn't have Google Translate readily available. Excellent. You've got that one where you could just talk into it and it translates it in real time.
Well, there's an emergency, though. And this person is going like, this is Emma. And then Jean Grey's like, I'm saying, let me get my phone out and let me go on to Google Translate.
I have a feeling the local authorities would be able to hook her up with a translator. If they were like, oh, do we want to waste a translator on this woman? She can move stuff with her mind. Yeah, let's send over Karen. She'll help her out.
Okay. Interesting.
But can I also add?
Yeah.
Whatever translation device you're using, whether it is a qualified translator, you've got to make this person go over their trauma again to then have someone. So this person's like, for the second time, and then he's going, ah, and then the translator's going, oh, so she says her kids are in a fire and she's had to go over it three times now because no one can speak her language. So she's mentally scarred.
Interesting. Okay.
What was the name of your superhero?
Cypher.
But what would a lot of people speak a lot of languages, Ian?
But this is all languages. This is the thing.
This is all, even ones that, you know, aren't used a lot, like Faroese. So she could go to the Faroe Islands.
That would be nice. Just a little holiday.
Mm.
Okay. Interesting. See, the thing is, I think you're right in a lot of ways, Ian, in the fact that the understanding all languages is advantageous to being able to hear the thoughts of people in one language. But what I would say is that in most superhero movies, the communication is not the issue. Your example.
If you were creating a super lawyer, I think that would be really important. But I feel like most crimes aren't verbal.
But I would say if you're going to be a lawyer, it's better to hear someone's thoughts than be able to speak any language. Because if you're in a court of law and you're with someone who only speaks Spanish, they're going to provide the translator for you.
It's a good point.
I think it's an unanswerable
Give it to
point.
Ian. I feel so bad for you.
That is not the point of this game, Janine. I am going with mind-reading abilities of Jean Grey. It's 1-0 to Janine. Great. We move on to round two. The upper body.
Round two. Upper body.
You can have any upper body you want from any superhero. Ian, what upper body are you choosing?
I don't feel like this mine's going to sort of really fly after the first round. So sure. I found it as someone else who's a bit obscure. And also...
We're here for the obscure.
So there's an X-Force character called Shatterstar. And what they can do is they can move their organs around. So, for example, and we're going back to the head for a second, if someone had a gun to their head, they would shift their brain into, like, their leg. So they would just get shot and no one would... It wouldn't do anything.
Sure.
So my thinking is they can move all their organs into their upper... into the upper body bit. To be fair, there isn't a lot of other organs outside of your torso anyway. I'm criticising myself here. I think what I forgot was that, there aren't more organs outside of the upper body. Mm. But I imagine if they have the power to move their organs, they can still shove them about all over the place. So if you want them in your legs,
yeah. Can do. I mean, it's an interesting thought to have a gallbladder in your foot, but, you know, it's not what I'm against.
It'd be fun, wouldn't it? Imagine that. The doctors are trying to like do a scan on your gallbladder and like you don't have one. And then you say, have a go on my foot with that scanner, will you? And then they see a gallbladder and you're like, you didn't expect that, did you? And then they'd say, why
it's a very, it's a very specific, mild prank, which I really do appreciate. Because, you know, if I was a superhero, I would be pranking people, but I don't want to hurt anybody. And actually, that's a bit more convenient because if you've got to get into a whole big, like, it's not like necessarily you need an MRI to look at your gallbladder, but, you know, surely it's easier just to stick your foot up on, I mean, you could even be in stirrups to make it even easier if they want to have a look at your gallbladder.
Imagine, though, you're having an MRI, they're like looking at your brain, and there's a couple of lungs in your head as well. And they're just like, what is going on with this person? No wonder they're getting headaches.
I have an important question.
Yep.
They can move all their internal organs. I'm on board with that. I know that's the power. Can they also move their external organs? So they have two arms on the one side of their body?
No, I don't think they can. I don't know if an arm's classic. I think you're only external organs. Would they count your eyes? Eyes, ears, nose? Or are they organs?
Look,
Is the skin an organ?
The skin is technically an organ. The thing we're all thinking about, I mean, I'm not going to speak for everyone. The thing I'm thinking about is cock. Can they put the cock on their forehead and be like, hey, I'm a dickhead? Because that is someone that I want to hang out with at a party.
It's another bit of fun, isn't it? And also it's a good way to sort of, it means that I could sort of get my own back on missing out at the head, because then everyone would be like, who chose the head? Like, oh, that was Janine's idea. What, Janine chose Jean Grey with a dick on her head. She's absolutely lost her mind. But I think it's just good fun.
Yeah.
But with the added element that if someone shoots you, sure, it will do damage, but it won't hit any organs. And from watching sort of cop shows, I know that if it doesn't hit an organ, you're all right.
Yes, just a flesh wound. Okay, great. Cool. Well, what a good choice that is.
I like that choice.
What was the name of the...
Shatterstar.
I mean, what a great name as well. Mm. Okay, so option A is Shatterstar. Option B is going to be provided by Janine Haruni. Janine, what's your upper body?
I went very classic on this one. Mm-hmm. I went for Superman upper body.
Cool.
Let me tell you why. We got super strength. Mm-hmm. We've got flight, which I thought about it for a while. Is flight something that comes in your upper body or is it your lower body? I think it's your upper body. You look like you've talked to, because that's what you do. You do lift your arms above your head.
See, this is the thing. I would say with most heroes, I would be sort of tempted to say most of the flight comes from the lower body. But I do agree with you in terms of Superman. When he puts his arms out, that's when he flies. I'm giving you flight for Superman because I'm a very generous guy. Ian looks very, very upset about that.
That concerns me because flight, super strength, and kind of, you know, bulletproof skin sort of takes away.
Yeah, it is slightly better than a bit of fun. That is true. I'm trying to think of a way that I can give you this point, Ian. I'm going to be honest. Like, I do like the originality of Shatterstar. I mean... The real problem that I have, Ian, and this is the definitive reason why I am going to go with Superman for this round, is even if they are able to move their external organs as well as their internal organs, as we know, the penis is on the lower body, and therefore they wouldn't be able to move that part of their body. So the hilarious fun that you can have is limited to putting a gallbladder in a foot,
a counter argument there?
Go for it.
You say that it's usually on the lower body, but what if when we go to select the upper body, he's already moved it? He moved it up onto his chest.
Okay.
He's already done all that. The brain's already in there. That's done.
Okay.
And the one last thing I'm going to say is, thanks a lot, Janine. Now, if anyone's got kryptonite, we're screwed.
You're right.
If anyone's got kryptonite with my torso, I'll move my lungs into my legs. And it doesn't matter.
The counter I would say to your counter argument, Ian, is that if you've got Jean Grey's ability to hear people's thoughts, you're most likely, they're going to be thinking, he doesn't know that I've got kryptonite, but we do, because we can think. The only way that that's a problem is if they think that in Spanish.
But would the weakness of kryptonite only affect the upper body? So the head wouldn't have the same weakness as the torso would, you'd be in pain and your stomach would be degrading, but you would be kicking ass, moving things around and slapping them in the face with your mind.
I'm willing to risk that the person who has the kryptonite isn't speaking Spanish or German or Japanese. I'm willing to take that risk. I'm going Superman. It's 2-0 to Janine.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns.
Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Let's move into round three, the lower body.
Round three, lower body.
All lower bodies is you could pick any that you like. Janine, what are you having?
Well, I picked Catwoman, and I'll tell you why. Good butt. She's got a great butt. She's always wearing those leather pants, looking good.
Mm-hmm.
Can use it to startle and distract or to attract someone towards you.
Yep.
Also, she's got all that gymnastics stuff, doesn't she?
Yep.
Agility. She's always sneaking around. You can't hear her coming. Mm. I think the problem with a lot of superheroes is someone like the Hulk, for instance, he's got a lot of mass. He's not sneaking up on anybody. But if you had a big torso and tiny little Catwoman legs, I think you're going to add the ability to sneak, which is invaluable in a combat situation.
Catwoman's butt is your choice.
Unless Ian can come up with a better butt than Catwoman.
That is a good point. Ian, can you come up with a better butt than Catwoman?
Well, look. I had two things in my head, but I've sort of, as the podcast has gone on, have learned that. So that now our superhero can fly regardless because Superman has the power to fly.
Sure.
But I thought that powers would be specific to certain areas.
Yeah.
And again, was thinking about Nightcrawler, who can sort of zap himself into different locations, just because I thought it would be, it'd be funny to just zap your legs to a different location. And again, I think I was thinking of like this superhero that's really fun to be around, really charismatic, knows lots of different languages, and can sort of see danger coming. I've sort of forgot that there's things like lasers. And I thought if there's some people coming in the distance and you can zap your legs off, legs are just sort of kicking them in the balls. And then you zap your legs back to your body.
Yeah.
So I was sort of thinking about it in that sort of sense. I don't want to zap the whole body. I just want zap the legs, let them go off on an errand, and you're still doing your own thing.
Ian, can I ask you one important question? When when picking this superhero, were you just wondering whether or not you had a party trick and you wanted to develop other party tricks?
Well, my thoughts were that if all of the things that I've picked come together, I'd sort of like they all complemented each other. But as soon as you take one of them away, they all sound insane individually and really difficult to sort of argue for. But because I thought they, you know, they speak all these languages. Where's their organ? You don't know. Their legs have gone off and done something. How are the legs doing?
And you can put the legs. You can put a brain in the legs, so the legs.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
The legs know what's going on, but then but the body is fine because the head's got its own brain, and it knows lots of languages. Très bien. Basically, what I've gone for though is disappearing legs.
Interesting. Okay.
That go off and. Just get stuff started early doors and kick a few people.
Okay. So here's the thing. Do I want some stealthy, lithe legs that would help me sneak up on bad guys? I can be doubly sneaky because I can already hear their thoughts. You're right. If you're hearing their thoughts and then you're lumbering up to them because you know, you got the Hulk legs, or like you're having to drag your upper body closer to them because your legs are now all down Sainsbury's getting in, you know, a pint of milk, because, you know, why wouldn't you get your legs to do that if you could zap your legs anywhere?
How are they going to carry the bags?
With the toes. They don't need to carry it for very long. You know, when you can hold a football in between your legs, they can do that and then just zap back.
There's a red flag here.
Okay.
When you zap your legs, are you and Matt, you have no regeneration. So are you, you'd die instantly. You would bleed out. There's no way you could just zap your legs, because none of the powers upper body. That you have.
Superman's upper body.
What happens if you cut Superman's arm off?
I mean,
you can't. You wouldn't be able to zap your legs. Superman's upper body wouldn't allow it to detach from the legs, I would say.
Oh, yeah, that's a very, it's a very logical point.
Jesus Christ.
And I really did want to give you the lower body as well.
But why would it just be the legs? Couldn't you argue that? I mean, he's called Nightcrawler.
Yeah.
Crawl makes me think legs.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't the power be the whole body?
The power could be the whole body, but I think that's not what Ian wants from the power.
It's not what I wanted, but it might have to be.
It's what you need, Ian.
Because to be fair, even if Superman's just his torso can fly,
yeah,
like, it's going to bring the legs along with it, I suppose.
Exactly. I think that's.
But the thing about having Superman's torso that's able to fly, it means that if the legs do go flying off and go down Sainsbury's or have a little game of five a side, they'd love that. He'd still be able to float where his legs would be. Whereas if he had another upper body, they would just crumble onto the floor. So I think it's actually quite a good combination.
It can fly. So the legs go off.
Yeah.
He hovers his torso.
Exactly. Like, that's my point. Like that.
No problem.
That's it. I'm going with Nightcrawler's legs for no reason apart from the fact that I feel sorry for Ian for not getting a point yet. It's 2-1. As you go to round four, the weapon.
Round four, weapon.
So we have got Jean Grey, Superman, and Nightcrawler so far. We've got to give them a weapon. Ian, you got any weapon you want? What are you choosing?
Knuckle dusters, just because they're cool. Knuckle dusters. Imagine.
What are knuckle dusters?
Knuckle dusters are like.
You put like metal rings on your.
Brass knuckles.
Yeah.
Because I just think, you know, we've got. He's got superhero strength. He's got Superman strength. He doesn't need guns or anything like that. Yeah, there's things like Thor's hammer and all that kind of stuff. But how much more intimidated would you be by someone who's just like, I only need a couple of dusters? And he could even have a fun catchphrase like, I brought my dusters, and all the bad guys would be like, oh, what are you going to do, some cleaning? And all that kind of stuff. He's like, yeah, cleaning up the trash! And then just punches him in the head or something. So,
okay, yeah. I mean, I would argue that your point of him being as strong as Superman, he doesn't need a gun. I would suggest that a knuckle duster is less strong than his actual fist.
But I think it makes him more scary, because imagine if he punches someone and he smashes his own knuckle dusters and everyone's like...
Wow, he's harder than knuckle dusters. Yeah, that's a good point. And no one that is not scary has ever owned knuckle dusters, ever. Like, exactly. They're only a scary person's weapon.
Yeah.
Okay, I will give you that. I'll be honest, Janine's going to have to fumble the ball pretty heavily for you to get this point, but let's see if she's capable of doing it. Janine, what is your weapon of choice?
I picked something equal in strength to brass knuckles. I went with War Machine's outfit.
Wow.
His suit.
Yeah.
What outfit?
I'm keeping it jazzy.
Okay. Any particular reason why you've chosen War Machine over Iron Man?
Well, because Iron Man's got that stone that, you know, I don't know all the words, but he's got that thing in his chest.
Yep.
And that's what powers the machine, isn't it?
Yeah. But
then he made it as a weapon and he gave it to
the war machine.
The dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is the correct answer. Well done.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. I didn't sleep through all of them. I really enjoy them, actually.
Good.
They've gotten me through lockdown.
Okay. War Machine's suit compared to
outfit.
The whole outfit.
The whole outfit.
Compared to Knuckle Dusters. Interesting. So do you think it's as comfy as a onesie on the inside? Is that how you're picturing it?
I feel like if we've got Tony Stark designing it, I'd say he's going to add a bit of comfort in there. The man knows how to live.
He is a fan of a silk robe, I imagine. So I imagine that he would... that's how I imagine it. I imagine the inside is like a silk robe.
You wouldn't want to be too comfy. I think you might fall asleep. You wouldn't be ready for action.
But I wouldn't want a onesie because I think I'd get too hot whilst fighting crime. But a silk robe, I think, is the right amount of comfort, I think.
Because that can be quite warm.
Sounds like this suit's a lot of hassle, if I'm honest. when you're worrying about the temperature and all that kind of stuff. No one's worried about if you're going to feel too hot wearing a pair of knuckle dusters. And I don't like to use the phrase banging on about, but Janine's been banging on about aesthetics quite a lot. And isn't this suit just going to cover up Superman's body and Jean Grey's head? So you're not going to be like, oh, look at them. You're just going to think, oh, look, there's War Machine.
You're right. You wouldn't want, if you're just wearing the suit, that's it taking away from the whole point of the podcast. I understand that, but it doesn't say it's a weapon that the superhero uses. You could get one of your friends who has no superpower at all, stick them in War Machine, do a bit of training. Now there's two of you fighting crime.
And that's funny as well, because if they don't know how to use it, quite funny just to see someone randomly walking in the background going like,
I mean, like speaking as a wheelchair user that has got plenty of able-bodied people to sit in my wheelchair just so they fall out of the back of it. Yes, it is 100% a funny thing to do. It is something that I would do if I had War Machine's outfit. That is the weapon I am choosing, and I'm hoping that they are going to fall over a lot. It's 3-1 to Janine. We are going to move on to round 5, the power.
Round 5, power.
So this is a bonus power. It doesn't have to be linked to any superhero necessarily, just any superpower that you think of that you'd want to add to this superhero. Janine, what are you picking as your bonus power?
So I was thinking, love a bit of regeneration, love Wolverine. Mm-hmm. Anytime I have a scab that, anytime I have a cut that turns into a scab that heals, I feel a little bit Wolverine-y in my own life. but then I was doing a little research and Deadpool has regeneration.
Yes.
But he can also regrow limbs.
Correct.
And organs.
Correct.
And is immortal.
Yeah.
So I would pick that as a bonus power. Can that be one power? But I think it's all his regeneration.
Yeah.
Is under all those things are under the umbrella of regeneration.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I think the only thing that I think is tricky about that is that Deadpool regrows. So in Deadpool 2, he cuts off his legs, or he actually gets ripped in half, spoiler. And his legs grow back. If we've got legs that zap somewhere and then we want to zap them back, we're going to have little legs growing whilst...
I don't see this as a problem. I mean...
You see it as a benefit?
You sell those legs to hospitals, black market. You're giving people who've lost their legs.
Or even just an extra army, because if every time your legs zap away, you grow new ones and you keep doing it. And now all of a sudden you've got some like random kid in the War Machine outfit. You've got about 26 pairs of legs just sort of running around kicking people. This is like
baby's legs as well.
Yeah.
So when they grow back, they grow back as as baby legs.
Well, they grow back, but they grow quickly. So they grow as baby legs and then they turn into adult legs. Ian, what is your superpower of choice?
This is probably my most boring answer.
Okay.
Just to have time travel, because then it's just like multiple tries, basically, that if you come across a bad guy, it's really difficult, just before he kills you, or she, then you can zap yourself back 10 minutes, have another go, and you can learn from your mistakes. So you could do things like go back an hour and go, why have I got knuckle dusters? I don't need these. And then go back even further and get your War Machine outfit. And then you could think, I could do with some more friends. You could just call your mates and you could do anything with time travel.
You're right. Time travel is like an infinite possibility of what you can do. But in a world where I can either time travel, be a millionaire, or have my own army of friends, I think this says a lot about me. I'm going to choose having an army of friends.
I think they would really complain a lot, the legs.
Really?
I think they would be, yeah, it would be like, what am I? Why did you make me? They would be...
They wouldn't be able to speak, so they'd have to do that in like Morse via tap dancing.
Or through body language, and we don't have Cyber's ability to recognise body language. Oh, that's such a shame. Mm. All right, fuck it. You've convinced your way out of a win there, Janine. I'm going with time travel. It is 3-2, though, Janine. You win overall, which means that you get the special bonus prize of being able to pick an aesthetic-based attribute to add to our superhero.
Huge boobs! I'm out!
Okay, done. Sorted. That is our superhero. So to wrap up, we have Jean Grey's head. We have Superman's upper body with a giant set of boobs. Nightcrawler's zapping legs all over the shop. We've got in War Machine's outfit, and we have the ability of time travel. That is our superhero. We have one final thing that we need to do. We need to name this superhero. What are your ideas for that?
Super boobs.
Super boobs.
Super boobs.
Yeah, no, we're out. We're out. That's it. That is our superhero. We have been creating super boobs, and my co-creators of such a hero are Ian Smith and Janine Haruni. Thank you very much. You have been listening to the Silliest, Superest, Heroest podcast with me, Aaron Simmons. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to the Silliest, Superest, Heroest podcast, created by Aaron Simmons and produced by Gag Reflex. If you want to get in touch with the show about any inaccuracies in this episode, don't.
I hate to break it to you, Ian. I don't think the Gossip Girl chat is going to make it in. But
I'm just
going
to bring it up in every other part.
It's like what we're saying about Gossip Girl. If you make a callback to something, it's staying in the podcast. No.
Bonus power. Bonus power, Blair Waldorf's fashion sense.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.